This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The Lok Sabha today resumed the special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India. Speaking during the discussion, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju lauded the contribution of Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar in framing the Constitution. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi is working with the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas in tune with the constitutional spirit. He said that the country ensured equal rights for everyone right after independence. He emphasized that there is no discrimination against minorities in the country and the minorities in India are getting legal protection. He said several schemes have been implemented for the welfare of the 6 minority communities in the country. He pointed out that people should be careful about what they say about India because it reflects the country's global image. The discussion is underway. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi. The 3-day conference, which began yesterday, will emphasize on the evolution and implementation of a common development agenda and a blueprint for cohesive action in partnership with the states. The conference aims to further strengthen the partnership between the center and the state governments with a focus on enhancing cooperative federalism and ensuring better coordination to achieve faster growth and development. Our correspondent reports that chief secretaries, senior officials of all states and union territories, and domain experts, among others, will be present at the conference. 2 bills related to One Nation, One Election are scheduled to be introduced in the Lok Sabha on Monday. Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal will introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill and the Union Territory Laws Amendment Bill in the lower house. Recently, the government has accepted the recommendations of the high-level committee constituted for exploring the idea of One Nation, One Election, paving the way for simultaneous elections across the country. A high-level committee constituted under the chairmanship of former President Ramnath Kovind held extensive deliberations with stakeholders, including political parties and experts. This will be implemented in 2 phases. In the first phase, Lok Sabha and Assembly elections will be held simultaneously, while local bodies elections like panchayats and municipalities will be conducted within 100 days of general elections. The Reserve Bank of India has announced an increase in the limit for collateral-free agricultural loans from 1.6 lakh to 2 lakh rupees. It will be effective from 1st of January next year. In a statement, the Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Ministry said that the aim of the decision is to provide enhanced financial access to farmers, ensuring they have sufficient resources to meet their operational and developmental needs. It also added that this decision acknowledges the impact of inflation and the increasing cost of agricultural inputs on farmers. A private school in Arkipuram, Delhi, received a bomb threat this morning. According to the Delhi Fire Department, the school received an email around 6 a.m. An official from the department stated that after receiving the information, the Delhi Police, bomb detection team and fire officials reached the spot, but nothing suspicious was found. He also added that later, the threat was declared a hoax threat and all the vehicles returned. Yesterday, over 30 schools in the national capital received hoax bomb threats. The IMD has said cold wave to severe cold wave conditions will continue over northwest and central India during the next 2 to 3 days. The weather agency said cold wave conditions will prevail over parts of Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh during the next 2 days. In hockey, India will take on Japan in the semi-final of the Women's Junior Asia Cup at Muscat in Oman today. The match is scheduled to begin at 6 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In the other semi-final, China will take on South Korea at the same venue at 8:30 p.m. IST. And in cricket, stumps has been called on day 1 in the 3rd cricket test match of Border Gavaskar Trophy between India and hosts Australia at the Gabba in Brisbane due to rain. Put into bat, the hosts were 28 for no loss at stumps in their first innings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.